Yo, what's up, mental warriors? It's your boy, Hunter Rivers, back with another dose of mental war, your daily battlefield against procrastination and self-doubt. Ever find yourself caught in a spiral of negative thoughts? You know, the kind that whisper, you can't do it, or you're not good enough. Yeah, we've all been there. Trust me, I'm no stranger to these inner demons. But here's the thing, those voices don't define you. They're just thoughts, nothing more. And like any thought, you can choose to engage with them or simply let them pass. Today, we're diving deep into strategies for overcoming negative self-talk, because crushing that inner critic is crucial if you want to unlock your full potential and conquer those goals. We're going to arm ourselves with some serious Spartan discipline, build a mental fortress of positivity, and emerge victorious on the battlefield of self-belief. Ready to wage war against those negativity ninjas? Let's get into it. First up, recognize those negative thought patterns. Pay attention to what triggers those self-deprecating whispers. Is it a specific situation, a particular person, or maybe even just a certain time of day? Identifying the culprits is the first step in dismantling their power over you. Think of it like identifying the enemy's weak spots. Once you know their weaknesses, you can start formulating your attack plan. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence supports it? Chances are, there's more evidence that contradicts those negative beliefs. When you start questioning the validity of those thoughts, you weaken their grip on you. It's like a spotlight shining on a hidden enemy. Suddenly, they don't seem so intimidating anymore. Now, let's reframe those negative thoughts into positive ones. This is where the Spartan discipline comes in. It's about consciously choosing to focus on the good, even when things feel tough. Replace, I can't do this, with, this might be challenging, but I'm going to give it my best shot. Swap out, I'm not good enough, for, I'm learning and growing every day. This shift in perspective can be incredibly powerful, helping you build self-confidence and resilience. Don't forget the importance of self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, even when you make mistakes. Remember, everyone stumbles along the way. It's part of being human. Treat yourself with the same understanding and support that you would offer a close friend. You wouldn't berate a friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Lastly, surround yourself with positive influences. The company we keep shapes our thoughts and beliefs. Seek out people who uplift and inspire you. Limit your exposure to negativity, whether it's from toxic relationships or constant doom-scrolling on social media. Remember, you have the power to curate your environment and create a space that supports your mental well-being. Let's say you're facing a big presentation at work. You start feeling those familiar pangs of self-doubt. What if I mess up? What if people think I'm not qualified? You know, the usual negative voice symphony. But instead of letting it spiral, you remember these strategies. First, you recognize that this anxiety stems from a fear of judgment, a common trigger for many of us. Then you challenge those thoughts by reminding yourself of your skills and past successes. You reframe the situation, focusing on the opportunity to share your knowledge and contribute to the team. Lastly, you visualize yourself delivering a confident and engaging presentation, drawing strength from positive affirmations like, I've got this, or I'm prepared and capable. So, how are you going to wage war against those negativity ninjas today? Start by identifying those triggers, challenging those negative thoughts, reframing them into positive ones, practicing self-compassion, and surrounding yourself with positivity. Remember, mental strength is a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it becomes. This isn't just about surviving, this is about thriving. It's about reclaiming your power, silencing those inner critics, and stepping into your greatness. Until next time, keep battling those demons and remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button, share this episode with someone who needs a mental boost, and join the conversation on social media. Use Mental War Podcast to let me know what strategies have helped you overcome negative self-talk. Now go out there and conquer your day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.